Today, going to take time to visit with Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepa. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's always good to come back.
You got to get back into your regular routine on these meetings, though.
Yeah, I know. It'd be helpful.
The next one's the last regular meeting before the end of the school year.
That's true. I just thought
I'd throw that reminder at you.
Yeah, but thanks for taking time away from me. But yeah.
You do have several other that are going on this month, work session meetings, next month, too. So we'll be a little bit busy. We got a lot of things happening. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the weather, because it doesn't happen very often when you get a tornado warning in the middle of school.
We don't normally, but we certainly practice enough. So it was the kids in every building were fantastic, and it came at a time during the lunch hour. I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but over the lunch hour, so they had to pivot and shift lunch times, and the kids were amazing. Everyone was safe. So
and all the buildings able to just kind of shift what they needed to do and keep everybody moving forward. Got them all safe.
Everyone shifted, went to where they needed to be, and then when we were able to come back and when it was safe to do so, we altered our schedules so we could make sure everyone was fed and
got that.
Proceed with the rest of the day.
And the other part was the part I didn't get was the preschool that we're actually
preschool.
Hold off a little bit here because that would be the transition time too.
It was right at transition time, and we were still kind of hunkering down with our tornado warning, and really needed to have just a few extra minutes to like get back in our spaces and get ready to do PM preschool. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got her done.
We appreciate the families for working with us on that.
And that's one of those things, like you said, doesn't happen very often. You can drill all you want.
Mm-hmm.
But when all of a sudden the siren goes off, you go, oh.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, it's always reassuring that when it's something real, like it was yesterday, that it went smoothly because we do practice. So.
And did want to bring up also, I know that now you have a school resource officer.
We do.
I know the chief was a little I didn't know, Jim, if he was going to like it or not, but I think he likes it.
Well, and we like him, so I hope he does. So we are thrilled to have our school resource officer position back, and Chase has done an amazing job thus far and has been in all the buildings several times and building those relationships with our students. And so hopefully, usually our elementary students aren't shy about talking at home about when they see the SRO, but if they haven't, go ahead and ask them and see if they've been introduced yet, because we're very excited about that being back and that the police department's fully staffed to be able to do that for us.
Did you come in and say the building's a lot different than when I was here?
Yes.
A lot different.
Yes.
Anyway, that was one thing. You guys had wanted that back.
We did.
And again, the incident in Perry early on this year just showed us that those are something we want.
I don't think anyone wanted us not to have it. It's just staffing shortages impact every area. And so fortunately, the police department's back to full staff. And kudos to Chief Wiebold for the concerted effort to ensure that they were able to do that and to give us a school resource officer back. So I appreciate that.
No, I know they go around and do active shooter training. And they've been really focused on getting this done in a lot of different school buildings and stuff. Have they been into Boone?
Yeah. They have. So they've been going to the different buildings, the emergency management staff, in addition to the county and city law enforcement, and have met at the district level and at each building. They might have one building left or they might be done now.
Okay.
Again, making sure that everyone's on the same page and, lessons learned from Perry. It's something good that comes out of horrible tragedy is that you can learn from one another. And superintendents, I was able to speak with the superintendent from Perry recently and gained a lot of insight from that conversation as well. So
the big thing, again, making sure the people that are coming for you are communicating with you and everybody understands.
Everyone understands what's in place. And it's been a really positive experience. As they've been going around. So, sometimes people get a little nervous when they see all those law enforcement vehicles in our buildings, but just know that that's been a planned thing. It's not something that's, it's a proactive measure that everyone is doing. So.
And they go all around the county.
Yeah. We are just one of the districts that they're doing this with. Correct.
We did have our public hearing on maximum rate, yes, back at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And Paulette cautioned everybody,
mm-hmm,
this is only maximum. I, mm-hmm, expect it to come down. And yes, it did.
It
when
did
you got the certified
down.
Budget,
yeah,
again, things, once we got the dollar amount from the state, mm-hmm, we knew what we were going to be looking at.
Yes. Once we knew what the state aid would be, then that helps us set that levy amount. And it will be at $16.68 now. Okay. So
up 13 cents from this year, yep, but still well below what the maximum.
Well over $2 below what it was prior to all of our construction projects, just so that everyone is aware that that has continued to be less than when the levy, yeah, was passed. So.
And we know that, again, those new valuations that they had went on.
Yep.
And, of course, there's the rollback. And when Paulette starts talking about all that, do you look out there at the people in the audience and see if their eyes are glazing over? Because it happens there at all levels. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It just does.
It does. And I think what people heard Paulette share is the rollback allows it to be less taxes,
so,
even if their levy rate is a little higher. So it actually does translate into less taxes because of the rollback.
So we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, and again, this is all part of the, I call it the art of being a business manager person.
Yeah.
Paulette and then Mitch, mm-hmm, and then Paulette.
Yep.
But really good at, we've got a few extra dollars, let's, mm-hmm, buy down this. You've, mm-hmm, got a move that you're going to make that will,
yeah,
save some interest payments.
Yes, absolutely. So you're going to buy down some of that debt ahead of time so that we can make sure that we save interest money. So save some more money. That's always a goal, is to save some interest payments. So we have that opportunity.
Every time we can.
Yes.
And they are really good at watching that.
They are really good at watching that. And so, yes, that was on our board agenda this last time.
If you can do that, not have to refinance, mm-hmm, with some of the interest, mm-hmm, now, then that's a good thing.
It is.
The big, obviously, one of the big things, facility assessment.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to go right there right now or talk
about
all the other fun things. Let's do facility assessment. This has been, it's been a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
DLR
yes,
came in and did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And not immediate thing. I like the way they presented it.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to see was, you know, you got two new buildings. They're,
mm-hmm,
great.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also say, remember, the middle school is 20 years old.
Correct. Yes.
And we started to see a few issues there. And you still have a sizable portion of the high school that is, what, back in the 60s, I think. Something
correct,
like that.
Yes.
So there are areas that are showing some wear and tear.
Yeah.
And it's not that they were saying this needs to be done immediately,
no,
but these are things to be paying attention to.
So I think a great example of that would be when the presenter shared that middle school is 20 years old, and that since that is the architect that was in charge of building the middle school, they knew that the roof that was placed on the facility had a 20-year life expectancy. Does that mean the roof is in bad shape and needs to be replaced immediately? No. However, they know it's at end of life. So that's one of the items that they shared with us, is that it's time to look at a new roof at middle school. And so they did a nice job of helping the board see how to prioritize the different things that were in the, mm-hmm, report, and know what needs more immediate attention and maybe things that need to take place within the next 10 years. Because some of those items need to be able to save for them because of,
sure,
the cost. So it allows us to plan accordingly so that we don't get as many surprises like we have with the middle school currently with one of our units for,
sure,
HVAC.
Yeah,
so
that,
mm-hmm,
it just did, mm-hmm, malfunction.
It malfunctioned, and $500,000 later, we will have that fixed. But there are five of those
units
the middle school. So one of them will be replaced, but we have four more that have that potential. So, yeah, the middle school feels new to all of us, but unfortunately, it's about 20 years old. And so we need to make sure that we're maintaining the facilities that we do have.
So I know these are board decisions that,
yes,
again, they presented a lot of different information.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing was recommendations. Sit down and have, mm-hmm, some discussion. I mean, you're talking, mm-hmm, 5, 6, 7, 10 years down the,
mm-hmm,
road. Plan for,
Yes.
What are we going to do, and how will we afford it? How are we going to pay for it?
Absolutely. So that's what we need to be able to do. And I believe we set that date for towards the end of May to have a board work session where it could be more detailed once we have the final report from them, because what they presented was just an overall general,
just kind of a view.
Yeah, the PowerPoint. Yeah, just an overview.
I looked at the PowerPoint as well.
Yeah, but we don't, we just need to have the actual report and then have a conversation about it.
I like some of the things that they pointed out is they need the board. And again, they go back to the board, say, you need to have some serious discussion on, do you want to invest in this? Right. Is this the best, what you're going to get for your dollar? The maintenance building in particular. And I know, you know, you guys have been working on that for a long time.
Yes.
Bus barn.
Bus barn. But our bus barn's not big enough for all of our buses. And it just does. It's not sufficient to meet the needs and what is their needs work. And so, yeah, they were speaking to the board similarly as we do educational buildings, correct? So if, you know, is it better to maybe build something new, or is it better to put the money into the existing building? And that's what they want the board to really look at, which with each of the three areas that were highlighted as maybe needing, being in need of more attention.
Yep. Well, I'm going, I'll go to the pool because
86.
It's a long,
yes.
I don't know. That's a long time for that to operate. And again, it's used a lot.
And they talked about how it needs new decking. It needs new bleachers. They weren't thrilled with the space that it was in, given the humidity factor and all of that. So, we'll try and get more details about that. But that is exactly the kind of thing that they want the board to look at and determine what our next steps need to be.
And they also said, by the way, your track, what did they call it, an anomaly?
They did call it an anomaly.
Okay.
They did.
I thought I heard that right.
Yeah, you heard that correct. It is an anomaly. Because
five lanes with six on the straightaway? Or
seven on the straightaway.
Seven on the straightaway. Yeah, nobody else has anything
No one
like
else
this.
Has that. Correct.
Landlocked, too.
Correct.
So, got some challenges there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the board, they get, I mean, obviously no decisions, but this is just information, long-range planning, long-range dollar projections, things like that. And they emphasize that in the beginning. Don't tie a lot of these numbers together.
Right.
Because if you start a pro- And I know your maintenance people are really good about we're watching this. I mean, they keep track of it.
So
anyway,
I would say that's something else that I hope everyone heard from the presentation is that the praise that came to our maintenance staff as to how well they do maintain the facilities that we currently have and how well maintained they are. So the report isn't meant to be anything that says that we aren't doing something right. In fact, they said the opposite, that we're doing things extremely well. Now it's time to look at some of these facilities, that, you know, the non-academic, in addition to the Geppinger Field, as something that we need to look at and draw some attention to, because we haven't had the opportunity to do that.
Well, we got, I mean, there's a lot of parts to it, and I know a lot of planning has to go into it, or will go into it by the school board.
I think that's also important to note that we are in the beginning stages of this process. So yeah.
And, you know, like you said, end of life for the middle school roof. Yeah, but it might last another 5 years. But if we get a big hailstorm, then
I can't say that I wasn't maybe hoping the hail would fall on top of that particular roof, but that didn't happen.
No, well, we'll just pass on those things.
Yeah.
But those are things, you just have to start planning for and take care of. But
exactly. But being proactive, the board is being proactive and having this assessment done so that they can be proactive in their actions. So, again, kudos to the board for having that foresight.
And that also throws part of it back into your business manager's court,
yes, it
where
does.
All right. Where could we start having some dollars? Do we do some depreciation accounts? What do we do? How, you know, there's a lot of things you get to look
at. Yeah, because, you know, it'd be lovely if there was just an unending cash flow that you could use to fix everything, but that doesn't exist. So it definitely warrants a look at our financials a little bit more closely. So that's why we scheduled a
good work session.
This Thursday, so
we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. The the other part was of the meeting. That part is work in progress. So other things that came up. We have a lot of out-of-state travel coming up. I'd love the thespian presentation, international thespian. And we have a state officer.
We do have a state officer, which is fantastic. And in addition to the opportunities that it gives him to serve in that capacity, gives a little discount for actually attending. But yes, the thespians were there to plead their case for being able to attend the International Thespian Festival and be able to fundraise for that trip. And so the board gave their approval to them to proceed with that process. And that takes place in June. And so it's really neat because it isn't just schools from across the nation, while that's the majority. There are some
There are some international
schools that attend. They said there's some from China this year, which is great. I know Canada's always been there. Some other countries that are going to be there. So what a great opportunity.
And let's see if I can remember the FCC.
FCCLA, yes.
Yeah, FCCLA.
Yes.
So, again, we used to call it Home Ec when I was in school. That was a long
Family and Consumer Science.
Family
now.
Consumer Science. But you have a freshman.
A freshman that has
eligible.
Made it to nationals, which, as they shared, you can get first place at state and still not make nationals. And so it is truly an honor for her to have been able to be given this opportunity. And so she came before the board and asked for a similar ask, the ability to travel out of state for because the sponsors go with them, obviously. Yeah. So that requires board approval and then the approval to fundraise for that trip as well. So she brought her product that she had created, and it was amazing to see that firsthand. So I really appreciate all of our students, honestly, coming and having the ability to present before a board. I think many of us, when we were that age, would have been a little intimidated by that, and our students did a fantastic job of presenting to them.
And they were they were not intimidated.
They were not. So kudos to them for demonstrating that skill set.
I blame Lindsay and Boz for that.
I'm hopeful that contributed to their moxie, yes.
Yeah, they do make sure that kids know, this is what you need to do when you're out there communicating.
Yes, so. That is one of our portrait graduate goals of communication. So, yes.
We did have, this year, got a first place finish in the intern. The great intern contest.
Yes.
Second place finish last year, first place finish this year.
Which is,
pressure's on.
Yeah, well, and this is Lindsay and Boz, their class that they do. That's kind of the avenue that our students have competed in this contest. Sure. And so, we have a national winner this year. So, exciting.
Grace Gustafson.
Yeah, Gracie,
did a good job, and she's been busy working for a lot of different on the intern side.
But it affords her a great opportunity at the national level for an internship.
Did we have another out-of-state trip that was on there?
We had out-of-state for some staff.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
so good. We had our nursing staff will attend the National Nurses Association conference in Chicago, and that's something that the last time they've been able to attend was a decade ago, so we're excited about that opportunity for them. And then there was another one, I'm trying to recall right now, besides the nurses.
I know.
There was another one that had a staff member that was going to go to. Oh, I know. It was food service director.
Oh, yeah.
She would be able to attend the national convention like we had done the prior year, but our director at the time wasn't able to attend. So this is her opportunity to do that.
Get a chance to go do that and find out what all the others are doing.
Yes.
How are you dealing with all of this?
Yeah, it's a great networking opportunity and a way to learn new things.
One of your contractors from Bridges Elementary had submitted the building as part of a masonry, I think, something, a statewide recognition.
Seedorf Masonry had entered Ledges as a potential winner for that award and won. Ledges Elementary's project won. So Autumn Seeler, our principal, was able to attend that award ceremony and accept the award on behalf of the district.
She's going with a lot of those contractors for these meetings here.
Yes.
Lang did the safety presentation.
Their safety award that they won. Yeah. She was able to, able to attend that. And we recently, we haven't heard the results. I'm hoping most of you put in your emails and voted for Ledges as a People's Choice Award winner. We're hoping that we will have positive results from that, but we'll see. That was an architect's award that was something we were trying to attain. So
again, and a lot of it, I go back to one of the things that they all said once as the building was getting opened up and students were starting to come in, they called it one of the most impressive projects they'd worked on. So
we would just love to win some of those awards and show everyone else how impressive it is.
All right, getting very close here to the end of the school year. So what are we doing to wrap it up?
Oh my goodness, there's so many activities. All of our athletic activities as well as our fine arts performances that happen in the spring. And we do only have one more regularly scheduled board meeting on May 13th.
Yeah, but we've got these work sessions.
We've got a bunch of work sessions and graduation the weekend before Memorial Day weekend this year. And we are at Geppinger Field again. If it's raining, then we'll move it to the high school gym. But we will continue to hold it out at Geppinger to allow family to invite whoever they wish and not have to worry about tickets and participate that way.
I was going to say, among the work session meetings you have coming up, you've got some goal setting. I mean, there's a lot of other things that are going to be done.
So. Oh, yeah. We have goal setting. We have the work sessions around facilities and budget. And they're just out when we have our enrollment study next month that hopefully we will hear a little bit more about. And so it's just a lot of fun moving parts.
A lot of things. Let's not have any more tornadoes.
Without that.
And if we just have good weather and everything can keep moving forward.
Good weather. And again, can't say enough about our staff and our kids. We have the best. So
Julie Trappa, Boone School Superintendent, our guest on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.